For years after he returned from combat in Vietnam, Stephen Leonard struggled to readjust to civilian life.
I come back very angry and very paranoid, didn't trust. There was problems with family. Like I always described to everybody, I feel like this round peg trying to be pounded into the square hole. I just didn't fit anywhere.
He turned his anger against his family, drank heavily, divorced, remarried quickly, and divorced again 4 months later. He eventually found himself living out of his car and staring bleakly at his future.
That was my low point. I had sworn to God at that point in time that if I had anything or any way to change the situation, I would do my utmost best never return to it again. And so far, I've been successful in that area.
The 60-year-old Leonard now works at the Vet Center in Des Moines, counseling fellow military veterans who are trying to cope with what they saw and did during wartime service. Leonard suffered from what is now commonly known as post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The battleground experiences of some veterans manifest as nightmares, flashbacks, and anxiety attacks. It often leads to depression, alcoholism, drug abuse, and broken families. A psychologist at the VA Central Iowa Healthcare System in Des Moines, Stephen Hagemoser, says PTSD is finally gaining public awareness.
But it's been around by different names for hundreds and arguably thousands of years. Soldier's heart, melancholia, shell shock, battle fatigue, different things along those lines.
Military officials expect waves of PTSD sufferers to come home after the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many of them will enroll in college upon their return stateside. A lot will drop out, distracted by their service memories. A course at the University of Iowa is designed to help veterans ease their way into the classroom. A doctoral student in counseling, Tamara Woods, teaches the course called Life After War.
I've heard from numerous students situations where they walk into, you know, one of those large lecture halls on campus and feel completely intimidated or overwhelmed by the situation there. So maybe feeling there's only one safe seat in that large lecture hall where they could sit, and if it's full, they leave.
Woods had 7 veterans in her first class during the fall semester. One of them was Adam Connell, a Navy veteran who tracked F-18 missions from an aircraft carrier during the most recent conflicts in the Middle East. The freshman from Omaha says he's handled the transition to college pretty well, but sometimes his military training triggers obsessive behavior.
I had to have every second of every day planned out. I had two Wednesdays from now at 12:45 in the afternoon, I will be here. And I had to know everything.
Connell says he sees no visible signs among his ex-military friends on campus of PTSD symptoms. But he adds they could simply be covering them up, not wanting to be seen as weak. Not all veterans are like Connell, cashing in their benefits to enter school. Many find themselves in the same desperate straits the Vet Center's Leonard experienced after service, alone and without a place to stay. A former Democratic primary candidate for the U.S. Senate from Iowa thinks he knows the perfect place to house homeless, PTSD-suffering military veterans. Retired National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Bob Krause wants to convert the old VA hospital in Knoxville into a national recovery center.
This building in front of us here, this is what they call the CBOC. It's the only building that's active on campus now. It's the Veterans Clinic. In a perfect world,
Krause says there's room for 1,200 at the 160-acre, 39-building campus in Knoxville. His plan for the recovery center calls for up to 2 years of intensive job training to help the veterans get back on their feet.
We will show America that these homeless vets that have done so much for us are still of value. They can be turned around. They can be turned into productive citizens, and in fact, they want to be productive citizens.
Krause estimates it would cost $40 million to get the center up and operating. It's difficult to get a firm grasp on the number of homeless veterans in Iowa. Officials with Central Iowa Shelter and Services estimate on any given day in the Des Moines area, there are 450 homeless veterans on the streets. The shelter's executive director, Tony Tim, says a 14-bed unit has been set aside to house them while they attempt to pull their lives together.
In that program, though, they have to remain clean and sober, be addressing health care, income, education, whatever issue they are facing, and they have to be active in the recovery towards being self-sufficient.
The Obama administration has set a goal of eliminating homelessness among veterans by 2015. One possible way to accomplish this is by getting troubled veterans to confront their trauma by talking about it in detail. Psychologist Hagemoser at the VA hospital says he understands why avoidance might be a reasonable strategy to deal with their horrific memories, but he says he's had success in treating PTSD by pushing veterans to recall the atrocities of combat. The therapy is known as prolonged exposure, or PE.
In a lot of ways, PTSD is feeling like you're locked in a cage with a tiger, the tiger representing some of these horrible traumatic memories. Now, PE isn't going to make the tiger go away, but PE can help knock the tiger down a few notches, so it seems more like a house cat with a bad attitude than a tiger.
Hagemoser says you can't flick off the disorder like a switch. As evidence, just ask the Vietnam veteran Stephen Leonard at the Vet Center.
There's no cure for what I have, you know, but it's learning to live with it and how to manage it.
Leonard says he shares his battlefield stories with other veterans to show they are not alone in struggling to recover from war. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.